We are in Samach Vavam and Aleph, the first Mishnah. There are three Mishnahs on the page. We are in the first Mishnah. Mishai and Mushluch Labar. Somebody was laying in a bar. Mushluch means thrown into a pit. But the bottom line is, I don't care how he got there, he's stuck in a pit. He screams, he says, whoever hears me, go write a get to my wife. And again, he did not say write and give. He said right, but given his condition that he's in the pit and he can't get out, obviously he can't be reached by a regular person. You would have to call in the Coast Guard or whatever group of people to do this, right? And they didn't have that then. So his chances of survival are very minute. And therefore, don't wait around for him to tell him to give it. Just listen to him and give his wife a get. Rashi? Now who is he? He tells you his name is Shimon, and he comes from Narda, or wherever city it is. How do I know he's a human? Maybe he's not even a human. You don't even know who he is down there in the pit. Obviously, not visible, not recognizable at this point, the Gemara thinks. They see a person down there. So he's not a shade. Frek the Gemara, Inunami Dmuya Idmi. Rashi says, they also sometimes look human. Rashi, Idmuya Idmu, Pa'amim Shaisin Atma Bidmus Adam. A shade has the ability to sometimes transit themselves and look like a human. Dr. Gemara, the Chazile Babua, they see his shadow. And that sounds that he's human. Frek the Gemara, Inunami Isla Babua. They also have a shadow. So exactly what did you gain by seeing the shadow? Dr. Gemara, the Chazilei Bavua, the Bavua. They see the penumbra. There's the umbra and the penumbra. The umbra is the main shadow, and the penumbra is the light shadow that's near the dark shadow. And that is a riot that he's human. Frek the Gemara, Vaduma, Inunami, Islu. Maybe they also have a penumbra. Dr. Gemara, Rav Chanina, Lemadnu, Yonis, and Bani. Yainis and Shida, it's supposed to be. The Shaila. Well, Yainis and his son told them, or Yainis and the Shay told them. Bavua Islahu, Bavua the Bavua Leslahu. They have a shadow, but they don't have the penumbra. They only have the umbra, they don't have a penumbra. Now, naturally, I don't know how it works, but then again, they're Shadim. So therefore, they have one and don't have the other. Frek the Gemara Vatumat Sarahi. Maybe this is the woman Sarah. And she's yelling, and she's a female, and she's yelling, give a get to my wife. And again, in a pit, you cannot necessarily tell the difference between a male and a female voice. And maybe she's trying to mess up her tzara, meaning she's trying to get rid of her by saying, I am Shimon from Narda, I want my wife, Sarah, divorced. And maybe it's his other wife that's setting this up, and she has a way out of the pit. Dr. Gemara, Tana de Rishmo, Vishasa Sakana Kaisim Vinaisana Vishay Makirin. In time of danger, the guys are in the pit. Maybe it's a Sarah? Yeah, but probably not. And that's good enough for us to write to get. Can't play around Vishasa Sakana. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Bavua Tail, Shadow. Sarahi Shemeshavenesi Lakalkala. She's trying to mess up her co wife. So Tinasi begets that. She should get married with this divorce, but the Asar Abayla and be Asar to her husband. Shata Sakana, Gansash Mesukan Lamas. This person is in danger. Vimloy Akshav Emesai. Shay Makirim Mzel Shapir Shmai. We have no way of ascertaining if this is Shimon from Nada. But if he says he's Shimon from Nada, listen, it's time of danger. You can't play around and you rely on it. Like, we're not chayshid that anybody's doing this to mess anybody else up, except the tzara. And again, it's a minute chance. Therefore, we rely on it. Yes, doctor.
It is interesting that the basic supposition of
this... I can't hear you.
It is interesting that the basic supposition of this Gemara is that being in bodily pit is a fatal act, is a separation, as an example of that. And that somebody wants their last act on this earth to be messing up co-wife.
Again, if it's a tzara, I mentioned she obviously has a way out. What?
Yeah, she cannot give testimony about it.
No, what I'm trying to say is, on the tzad that it's a tzara, she's not dying there. Maybe she is, but meaning her last act. The way I understood it is, if it's a tzara, she has a way out. And she's staging this in order to mess up her co-wife, but she has a way out. But I have no proof. It could be her last act. You know, I might as well finish it off on a good note.
I don't know. How often are Shadim created?
They were created Erev Shabbos Vein Hashmashes. They procreate. The Gemara says in Chagigah. So
how often are Shadim created?
They were created, like, how often is man created?
Thing is that how often are they available?
All the time.
Well, they're not as common, aren't they?
But you don't see them. How do you know? Yes, I'm saying you don't know. Now they don't look. The Rambam says there. I think the Rambam says there's no such thing as shade, but everybody else argues on it. I'm not here to pick sides. The Gemaras are mashma, there are shadim, many Gemaras. They are similar to man and not similar to man, the Gemara says in Chagiga. Sometimes they're visible, sometimes they're not. Most of the time they're not visible. Dr. Mishnah Vaiter. Habari Sha'amak Yisrael Get L'Ishti. A healthy person, not dying, not going on a caravan ride, and not being taken to be executed, and not at the bottom of a pit. And he says to people, write a get to my wife. They have no right to give it. He never said tnu. And since he didn't take tnu, they have no right to give it. He's playing around. Now, you could say he wants a get available. That's possible. Or probably, just like to scare her, let her know that he can write a get. I don't know, whatever his intentions are, but he didn't say give the get to my wife, and therefore they're not authorized to give the get to his wife. Rashi Ratzel Lasachigvay Hayvili Amar Tanu. Ma'isa B'bari Echad, there was a healthy person. Shamar Kisvu Get L'Ishti. He said Kisvu Get L'Ishti, and they wrote and gave it. V'yalo L'Raish Agag, and the guy went up to the top of the roof. V'nafal Umeis. And he fell off the roof and he died. Now they had given the get. And the question was, when he said kisvu, did he mean kisvu tanu or not? Now at the time he said kisvu, it was a healthy man. A few minutes later, or a few hours later, or a few days later, he was dead. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel ma'atzmei nafu, how they say get. If it was suicide, or he jumped thinking he could make it, probably suicide, then it's a get, because obviously when he said kisu, he meant kisu tanu. So even though at the time he said kisu, we didn't know, now we know he meant kisu tanu, and the get was given while he was alive. Can't give a get posthumously. In Meruach Tachsei, if he fell off, or was pushed off by a wind, ain't a get, then falling off the roof is meaningless. Rashi?
If he's so upset he jumped off the roof, he's so upset that he gave it to her, he jumped off the roof. He's a Kohen, and then right. Now he can't marry her again, if that's why he's so upset.
Gemara doesn't seem to think that that's the... Because if he didn't mean it, then the giving was nothing. If all he said is kisvu, they gave it, it's meaningless.
But that's why if he jumped off, it shouldn't be a good get.
It wasn't a good get.
No, he jumped.
Get. Let me hit stuck there. You're saying he thought it was a good get and therefore he jumped. It wasn't a good get. He never said true. Only because that indicates that kisu meant kisu tanu. You're claiming it didn't mean kisu tanu. Well, I'm not understanding sure what you're trying to get. The Gemara says a regular healthy person says kisvu, he means only kisvu.
Right.
If he jumps shortly afterwards, that's a rai, he meant kisvu tanu.
Mistakenly thought that it was
valid. Yes. That's a far out. You know what I mean? I guess the Gemara feels that's pretty far out. Rashi imatzmi navar said, get the taita mitchilo haisalakach. That's what he planned. V'sayfo yechiach. And at the end, it shows us, v'avilekim mefarish and mesukin. It's like a guy going on a trip. or Guy Defleo. Frank the Gemara Maisa Lister. The Reisha says that it's not a good get. And then the Sefer says it is a good get. Meaning, the story, it doesn't, shouldn't come after the halacha of the Reisha. Usually what happens is, there's a halacha backed up by a story. Here, the story is something else. It doesn't back up the halacha. The Mishnah doesn't usually bring a story that doesn't back up the previous halacha. Here, the Mishnah is bringing a story that does not back up the previous halacha. It's saying, sometimes a healthy person meets Kisvutru. The Mishnah never alluded to that. Why would the Mishnah bring a story to that when it never alluded to that? And for the Gemara, M'chsur M'chsur V'achik Tani. You're right. Add a line to the Mishnah. However, if the end shows that he meant Kisvutru, how is a get? If they gave it, it is a get. Now, that means the Mishnah just told us that even healthy people sometimes mean Kisvutru to be proven by the events that happen right afterwards. For that, the Mishnah brings a story to back up the halacha it just said. There was a story of a person that said, and he went up to the top of the roof. And he jumped. Rashi Maisa Lister. Rashi Tari Lamer Klum. Then he brings you a story that differentiates. Period. Dr. Gemara Baita, yes.
Time course here.
I can't hear you.
The time course here. Is he dead before or after she was seen?
Has to be after. Dead people can't divorce. The get was given. Not right, meaning it shouldn't have been given, because he was a healthy person that said kiss him. They went ahead and gave it. Now the question is it a valid get? The fact that he jumped afterwards automatically makes it a valid get. Had they asked the Shaila, they would have been told not to give it, and this would have never been a question. There was a man, the Olam HaKnishta walked into a shul. Ashkach Mikri Yenukia Ubrei, he found a Rebbe, a guy who teaches children, and his son, the Yasri they were sitting. The Yosef Inish Achrina Gabayu. There were three people in the shul. Father, the son, and somebody else. Amaluhu Beitre Minehu, Nichtu Vagitul Divisu. Can any two of you write a get for my wife? Masaif Shachiv Mikri Yanuka. The Rebbe died, and now what's left is two people are left. The son and the other person. The question becomes, when a guy walked in and saw a father and son sitting there, and he said, can two of you write the get? Did he include the son in the picture? Or since the father and the son are there, he would never have appointed the son as a messenger when the father is available. And therefore, his original appointment, two of you write the get, was directed at the father and the other person. The father is no longer here. Shimon walks in and sees three people sitting there. The Rebbe and his son.
How old is his son?
At 15. 25. Makes no difference. The Rebbe, his adult son, halachically adult, and someone else. And he says, can two of you write again to my wife? He asked them to. Right? He might have said tnu also. It's immaterial. And then he left on a trip, this guy. Meanwhile, one of the three people died, and it was the father. There's two left. They theoretically should be able to write, all you need is two witnesses.
And an
Akhtana. The question is, when a person walks in a circumstance like that, does he consider this, would he appoint the son if the father is there? When he said two of you, it can't be the father and the son, they're relatives. So it's obviously the other guy and one of the two. So the question is that one of the two? Or automatically means the father, because people don't appoint sons in front of their father. When they have a choice, they appoint the father, not the son. So even though he said two of you, he meant a specific two. Dad and the other guy. He for sure didn't mean dad and his son. So the question is, did he mean Dad and the other guy, or any one of you two and the other guy? Would a person appoint a son, a shliach, when his father is there? Let's do the Gemara. Zuck the Gemara. I just want to finish the Gemara. Yes?
There's one too many antecedents here.
Can't hear you.
There's one too many antecedents here. Is this the Rebbe's son?
The Rebbe's son.
Or the person's
antecedent? No, the Rebbe's son. It wouldn't make a difference, but it's the Rebbe's son. The Saif Shach of Mikri Yenuka. The Rebbe died. But he said, two of you, right, which he obviously meant the other guy, and either the Rebbe or his son, or does he mean the other guy and the Rebbe? Because he would never appoint the son as a shliach when his father is sitting there. People don't do that. And therefore, when he said two of you, he meant a specific two. The father and the other guy, Reb Papi, I'm a mashvin. She, well, she lichem b'makam abba. It's not true. I'm a rabba. Hilchos a mashvin. She brought she lichem b'makam abba. We paskin that people would do that. He doesn't care if it's the father or the son, and he doesn't view that as chutzpah to ask the son to do it, even though his dad is there. Rashi, look, Rashi, my me mashvin. She brought she lichem b'makam abba. Doing makvut behavior now. He doesn't care which one. When we call a lie, brought namish obviously. He made the son a shliach also. The akshav shemesa av yitnu lo haben hazeh v'chaveira shar ho l'chabal dinaseyam. He left town. He said kisvu tenu, even though it just says he said kisvu. He said kisvu tenu, or he said kisvu when he was leaving town, which meant kisvu tenu. Either way, question is the son capable of doing it? And this is machloikas, and we pass it, yes.
Which invalidates it.
I'm sorry?
Which invalidates it.
Which makes it good.
He said the father and son?
He didn't say the father and son. He said two of you.
At the end we say Mashu.
He would make the son a shliach even though dad is there.
Does that mean he's taking the dad out of the equation?
He's making either one of the two.
Either one.
The question is, did he mean either one or did he only mean dad? That's the question. The other guy's an automatic because he's not a relative. The two are relatives to each other. So he only meant one of the two. The question is, did he mean only the father? Or did he mean any one of the two? That's the shayla.
The yichtivu can be done by two relatives, right?
Again, here, kisvu means kisvu tenu.
I get it, but again, the kisvu can be even two relatives.
Therefore?
I'm saying, so what, can we split that up?
Obviously, kisvu means sign.
Right.
Two relatives cannot sign.
Two kisvu means right.
And sign.
Any misira card.
Okay. We're going now that he told them to sign again.
I thought the word sign.
Kisvu means kisvu and sign it.
I thought before we said kisvu means kisvu tenu. Now we're saying kisvu v'chasmu.
Well, that's part of kisvu tenu.
Wait a minute.
I'll tell you what. You know what? Wait till after the next Mishnah, and after the thing, you'll see the.
So not saying something that's irrational.
Well, it's only irrational because it's not true. But besides that, you can say whatever you want. That's right.
Making fun of his white word.
Again, the guy left town. That's the story. That means he meant kisvu tenu. Okay. Yes, doctor.
Would it be fair to say that the act of driving intrinsically signing that?
No, but he's asking, according to Blazer, Ada Messira Karsi, you don't have to sign again. That's what he's asking. But I think what he wants done is he wants his wife divorced, whatever it takes.
Right.
Okay. This Mishnah is not picking sides in the Machlokes, and therefore it works even according to a mayor who says Eid Chasima, and therefore they have to sign.
Whatever it takes means not being relatives. That's what
you're
asking, right?
Exactly. No, again. The Gemara is not doubting that you can't be relatives.
No, but his intent, I think.
The question is, did he mean any one of the two, or did he mean the father only?
father only in E9, so now you're stuck.
Exactly. Zakta Mishnah. Amar Lishnayim Tnu Get L'Ishti. He tells to Adam, give a get to my wife. Rashi. We're going to do the Rashi right away. Amar Lishnayim Tnu Get L'Ishti. Zakt Rashi. Ava Gavli Amar Kisvu Tnu. Even though he did not tell them write and give, since he told them to give, he's authorizing them to be the signers. They have no ability to tell other Edom to sign. They have to sign. He did not make them a bezin that they should be able to tell others to do it. He asked them to be Edom, and therefore they have no right to ask anybody else to be Edom. The Gemara Mefarish, the Gemara will want to know who writes this get. Aksav haget. Im Yechaylim Letzavis Letzayfer Acher Lichtayf. Do they have the right to tell another cipher to write it? Ohem Atzmam Tzichim Lekaisvay. So let me explain this. I'm going to operate on this Mandi Amar, even though it's Machloik is back in Daf Chav Tes, but we're going to go with one Mandi Amar. There's a halacha called Mili Loi Mimsri Lishliach. You cannot make a shliach to tell someone to do something. You can make a shliach to do something. You can tell him, sign my get, write my get, give my get. But you cannot make a shliach to write the get, and then they tell someone else to write the get. Because they are then only mealy. They had no action. They do anything. Shlichus is on an action. Let me explain. If somebody would give a get to a shliach, hand the get, the shliach has a right to make another shliach. Because that's an action. The shliach has a get that he's giving to the second person. He was a shliach on an action, and he transferred that action to somebody else. If somebody tells somebody, write a get, and then the messenger goes, the guy on his own, says to somebody else, you write the get. That means the first guy was only an agent to say over words. There was no action involved in the first shlichus. That's called mili. Mili loy mimser l'shliach. I cannot make a shliach, right? And then he give a shliach cannot transfer mili. He has to transfer an action. Now he can be made a shliach to write a get because he's being made a shliach to do an action. But if he tells somebody else to do it, that means all he was is he transferred the words he heard to somebody else. A shliach can't do that. That's called mili lememsir l'shliach. There's no power in agency unless there's an action involved. There's no power in agency. If somebody gives a get to somebody and says, deliver it to my wife, the shliach can give it to somebody else and say, please deliver it to the guy's wife. A shliach can make a shliach because he's giving him an action. He took the get, action, gave it to somebody else, action. That's a shliach can make a shliach. But if somebody says to somebody, I'll give you an example. Be mevatel my chametz. And then, shliach number one goes to somebody else and says, be mevatel that guy's chametz. That means all shliach number one was doing is transferring words. He never did the action. He transferred words. A shliach cannot transfer words. He has to have some action. He can be told to do an action, and he can do it. Or he can be given something, which is an action, and he can transfer it. But if he tells somebody, Reuven has to be mevatel my chametz, and he goes to somebody else and says, be mevatel Reuven's chametz, that means all he was words. He had no action to him. He didn't do anything. He just said words. A shliach cannot be a shliach and just transfer words. There's no shlichus for that. The agent there shlichus wasn't given for that.
The original husband cannot even set that up. Go.
That's a different story. That's going to be a second shiloh in the Gemara. We're not dealing with that now. He didn't set it up. He told them, you guys write again. They went and want to tell somebody else to sign again. He didn't authorize those two people to sign again. That means these first agents are only going to say over words they were never authorized to make somebody else shluchim. And by giving a get, the shliach can make somebody else a get without asking the husband. That's because there's an action going on. But here there's no action going on. It's only merely a doctor.
We see also that speaking with words, the making of words, he is considered to be an action. It's a question I asked Rabbi Yonkers a long time ago, which is when we have a voice switch where we can say, turn on the lights, to the wall switch, and the wall switch turns on the lights, is that an action? Would that be a Shul Shabbos? And Rabbi Yonkers' job on that was that, yes, it would. The movements of the lips and the mouth, which we see elsewhere, is considered.
Not for this. Not for this.
So the question is, why not? It is an action. But why is this not valid?
So let me try to, I'll try to explain it to you.
Well, let me just get positive on this. I mean, we have seen, for instance, that a get requires intentionality. Is what's being required here intentionality, which cannot be transferred, versus the movement of the lips?
Let me try to explain it, and I'll let you take it any way you want to. The concept of shlichus is that when shliach receives the get, he now is empowered to give the get.
A physical act.
Physical act. He now can go to somebody else and hand him the get, and empower him to go deliver it. A second shliach, without the husband being involved. The husband had nothing to do with the second shliach. He never expressed an intention for the second shliach. He made one shliach, but since the shliach is handing over an item to the second shliach, he can continue the shlichus. That's the halacha. The question is, when a person is authorized to do something by himself, and he doesn't do anything but tell someone else to do it, there is no action involved in the transfer, just telling somebody else. Now, he wasn't told by the husband to tell somebody else. He on his own decided to tell somebody else. The Gemara is going to discuss if the husband said, please tell somebody else. We're not there yet. We're talking, the husband said, you two sign. They decided they don't want to sign. They don't want to pass it on. Since they are not giving the second guy anything, they're just transferring words. They have no ability to make a second shliach.
So, if I were to give a present to you, voice act to Shabbos, you realize you had to turn it on Shabbos. Are you going
to
be able?
You can't compare Shabbos to shlichus. That's what I'm trying to say. Exactly. Shabbos is Shabbos, and shlichus is shlichus. Yes.
I think last time you explained it, it was an object. That's different.
Well, I said it now, too.
I
said that now, too.
Yeah, but the emphasis was on the word object
and
action.
I said object. I said if he hands a get.
He said deliver again.
Okay,
it was easier for me to understand.
What?
He said deliver.
He meant make the get. There's no get written yet.
Right. That's an action.
Well, again, the husband came to two people and said, give my wife a get. That means do what you have to do and give my wife a get. Which means sign it.
They didn't tell someone else to do it.
Right. Now, the question is, and this is going to be the Gemara's discussion, who writes this get? They're going to sign the get. Who writes it? One of the two, and then they two sign it? Or can they tell a third person to write it? And then Gemara is going to discuss it, so I don't want to jump in the reasons of that. I'll let the Gemara do its job.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep obsessed. As we've seen in the Doran very recently, if someone tells someone, go marry me at White House, go marry me a wife. He's married.
That's because he handed a ring. First of all, number one, he's the first shliach. I can tell somebody, go be mevatel to my chametz. You're my first shliach. I can tell somebody, write a get. Be mevatel to my chametz. It's only when he's transferring that to a second one. Dr. Gemara Mishnah. Amar Yishnayim to get Lishi. Ayla Shleisha told three people, kiss will get to the Lishi. I want you to write it and give it to my wife. So halacha is, Ara'elu Yichtavu V'yitnu. They have to write it and give it. Now, we don't know in the first case, does that mean the two of them have to write it and give it? Or does it mean they're the Yadim and they can appoint a third person? In the case of the three, one writes and two signs. Rashi? Let's not do Rashi. I want to do the next line. Because that's what Rashi's going to contrast. Tnu get l'ishti. If he walks over to three people and says, give a get to my wife. He did not command them to write it. He just said, give it. Hara'elu yaymrim l'acherim v'yichtavu. They're allowed to point others. They shall ask them bezen. The mayor. The mayor tells us, this halacha, that you cannot transfer words, is only true if you're not a bezen. If you are a Bethan, you are authorized stronger than a regular agency. An agent is limited in his power. Bethan is more powerful. So if I walk over to three people, Reuben walks over to three people, I'm sorry, this year, Shimon walks over to three people, and he says, give a get to my wife. He's authorizing them to take care of whatever has to be taken care of as a Bethan. Whereas if he walks over to three people and say, I want you to write and give it, he's not giving them the option of as a bezin. He's sending them off as his messengers, no bezin here. That's what Remeir is saying. Remeir is saying, a new halacha, you cannot transfer words unless you're a bezin. If you're a bezin, you can. And therefore Remeir is saying, if he tells them, I want you to write and give, he's telling them, I'm not giving you the option to give it to somebody else. But if he tells them, give, he's saying, listen, you guys are in charge. You're the best and take care of it. That's how Rameyer translates it. Rashi, I will slice the kiss with true get listy. Ava be saying, Ruyin Lassa's best, and there are three of them. But Kivan the behead drama will kiss you. He told them to write, Loi Bezen Shavinu Ela Edim. He didn't make them a bezin, he made them edim. Amr l'shleisha tnu v'loy amr kisu. Hare elu yomrim l'edim acherim l'chta v'lachtem v'litei b'pnei sh'asem bezin. That's what Remeir said. Zok de Mishnah. V'zu halacha hella Reb Chanina ish oina mibeis ha'asurim. This halacha that we just quoted, he brought it from the jail where Reb Akiva was jailed. And he came and he told us, that Mekubal Ani, I accepted from Rebbe Kiva, the Ba'aymer L'shloisha, through get L'ishti, Sheyaymru L'achem, Neshasim Bez, Mi'chtaviyat Neshasim Bez. This which Reb Meir quoted, came from Rebbe Chanina, who came from jail, and he said, I met Rebbe Kiva, and he taught me this, and now he's the agent, he's an agent, I don't mean an agent, an agency. He's the Rebbe that's teaching us this halacha that he heard from Rebbe Kiva in jail. Rashi, Mebeis HaSurim, Shmoishur Bekiva, Shenechbosh Bebeis HaSurim, who was locked in jail. Amar Rabbi Yaisi. So Rabbi Yaisi responded, Amar Nemuni L'shliach, we told Rabbi Chanina, who was the messenger of this halacha, Avonu Mekubalim, we have a Kabbalah for Rabbi Kiva the other way. Safilu Amar Lebezin HaGadol Shebishalayim, to get L'ishtu, Sheyomu Dubiyachtu V'yidnu. Not true. Listen, we have our Kabbalah for Rebbe Kiva that said the exact opposite. The Bethan makes no difference. The fact that you talked it to three, even if you went there and said, Hedra Gazlan Yushalayim, said, write a get and give it to my wife, they have to write it and give it. They can't authorize anybody else to do it. So there's an argument, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Hanina is quoting Rabbi Akiva one way, and Rabbi Meir relied on that. And Rabbi Yossi is saying, that never happened. Rabbi Akiva never said that. He said it my way. Rashi, Numinu L'Shliach, Amainu L'Shliach L'Hanina, Shinas L'Shliach Ba'aloch Hazu, Lo'im Rabbi Beis HaMedrash, Yilmadu, what does it mean, Yilmadu V'yichtavu? If Einam Yoidim Lichtav, Yilmadu Lichtav. If they're not good ciphering, they better learn. There's no way they can do it again unless they write it.
Did Eliezer say? What did he say?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He never did anything kind of.
What are you talking about before? Matan Torah, you know, no divorce. I don't know what in the world you want to prove.
I have no idea what you're talking about. He gave him a thing, he said, do Kedushin.
The Eliezer is a Shliach to do Kedushin. You can make a Shliach to be Mevatel Chametz. That Shliach can't make a second Shliach. And by Kedushin, by the way, he can, because you're handing him a ring. Again, you're handing him something. He has to make Kedushin, he has to give her something. Why are we learning Chumash now? No offense, but what are we bringing Eliezer in? Again, it has nothing to do with this sugya. Let's not. You know what I mean? We're going to learn it Navi in a minute. I don't mind. It's all great Torah. Please don't take it personal. But I got to finish. It has nothing to do with this mission of getting. I have no idea why you brought it in. I have no shaykhus to it. That's not what he was saying, but it's wonderful. I'm sorry. I really don't. I just don't want
to
go.
What's the answer to the question?
Because shlichus was written is derived from things that are not mealy. You never see the concept that a shliach can make a shliach is derived from gittin, where a guy gives the get to somebody and the guy gives the get to somebody else. That's where it's derived from. Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't mean anything personal. I can't wander off the subject. Uchem ksuvo, amar la'asara, kisvo to get l'ishti. What have we told? 10 people. Can you write and give a get to my wife? They don't all have to be involved. Echet kaisa v'shnayim kaisa. One can write, two can sign. Kulchem ksuvo, all you should write. Echet kaisa, the kulam kaisa. Lefikach, since he appointed all 10, the meisechem memarize got butl. He's insisting on 9 signatures. If there's no 9 signatures, the get's butl. What? Yes, we had it way back in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, to be exact. It wasn't the Mishnah; the Gemara quoted this Mishnah. I'm glad you remember that well. We're talking about almost 50 blood ago. Zakti Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Shochu Lei Mibei Rav Shmuel. From Rav's yeshiva, they sent Shmuel Akasha, Shaila. I guess Rav died. Rav died, I believe, 6 or 7 years before Shmuel. And Shmuel was in Ardor, and Rav was in Surah. And when Rav died, Rav Huna took over his yeshiva. But they sometimes sent Shilas to Shmuel, who at that point had become the leading Rosh Yeshiva. And it's interesting, Rav had 2 main Talmidim, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. When Rav died, Rav Yehuda went to Shmuel's yeshiva, which he ultimately took over. He became the Rosh Yeshiva of that second yeshiva. It moved from Ardor. But Rav Yehuda was the yeshiva after Shmuel died. Rav Yehuna stayed in Surah and took over Rav's yeshiva. So the 2 main Talmidim of Rav, Rav Yehuna and Rav Yehuda, one went to become a Talmud of Shmuel, was a Talmud of Rav and then of Shmuel, and then took over Shmuel's yeshiva, and one took over Rav's yeshiva. So anyway, they sent the Shaila from Rav's yeshiva to Shmuel. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us. Amar l'shnayim kisvu tu get l'ishti. He told 2 people, write and give a get to my wife. The Amru the cipher they told the cipher to write it and they signed it. Mahu. What did the guy mean? The Gemara is going to explain it, so I'll let the Gemara explain it. Is this a kosher get or not? He told them write and give. They told somebody else to write and they signed, which is kisvu. Chsima. But they authorize somebody else to write it. Is that good or no good? That's the Shiloh.
Whatever happened to that?
Let me just finish one more line. Shaloch lu teitze. She teitze means she, if she gets married, she has to leave her second husband. Not because I'm sure, but because I have to learn this. I'm not clear. So Shmuel's answer was, listen, we can't rely on this get. It's questionable. Questionable enough that I'm going to break up a second marriage. But I'm not 100% sure. Yes, what's your question?
Whatever happened to that Skora, whatever it takes, I want it to work.
He authorized certain people. That means he wants it to work this way.
Anyway.
No. Then why did he authorize these two people? When he authorized, when he gave, told people, I want you to write the get, that's the halacha. They have to write the get. Let me explain it better. Somebody walked, ouch. Somebody, they downsized me, this is not even my fault. Somebody walked in to show. He walks over to two people and he says, fellas, do me a favor, write me a get and give it to my wife. Those three people. Five other people are sitting there and they say, oh, let's write it for him. They have no authority to do it. He never authorized them. He didn't walk into the and say, Rabbi, say anybody want to do it? He didn't say that. He walked over to specific people. He asked them to do it. Other people heard. We don't say, well, he wants it done. Who cares? He authorized specific people. Rashi.
In a bore, but he doesn't.
What?
In a bore.
That's because in a bore, he said, Kalashimei and Kaili. He said that. Somebody walks into the show and says, Rabbi, say anybody who hears me, please do this. He authorized every single person in that room. He didn't do that here. Rashi. Hagi Gasina. Amr Lishnayim Kisvu Getru Get Lishti. The Amr Lishnayim Vakasa Vakasma Imao. Other Tari Masnisan, that which the Mishnah said, Lichtavu Ba'atzman Achasim Makoi, the Hokar Vakasmu Hain, Aidu Maksava Getkoi. Was it going on the writing of the get? Shaluch Lu Taitse, if this is the get Zeb, if they got married in this get, Taitse goes out. Misafik, the Misapkaloni Kashur Eloi. But Dover Tzarek Talmud, Lema Ina Dover Zeb Barolono, I'm not sure. Utsvichin on a Lumud Min Agdoyle Mimenu, I have to learn from people bigger than me. Im Kashur Eloi. Shmuel says, I don't know, it's something that I have to go see if I can find a Rebbe to teach me this. I'm sorry?
He's just being Machmer, but that they
well, it's a Chumra enough because he's really Misupik. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, came up with a new Chumra. It's, she's a suffocatious ish.
Right, right.
Frank Maya Dabit Tarak Talmud. E le mimshim dahavili mili, umasapkale mili mimshim lushliach, ele mimshim lushliach. Is it because he's not sure whether you can transfer words? Not true. Shmuel paskins that mili can be given to a shliach. What's the shaila? They're transferring words. The words can't be transferred to a shliach. It's definitely not a good get. This is Shmuel shaila. Hi ksuvu. I'll speak it out outside. When he said write, did he mean sign? Or did he insist on writing also? When he said to the two, I want you to write and give, write meant sign, somebody else can write it, I don't care who writes it, or does it write mean write and sign? And therefore they have no right to tell somebody to write it. We're trying to figure out what did the husband mean when he said ksuv. Iksav. Hai ksuv iksav yadan. Iksav aget. Rashi. My adavit talmud, tayak talmud. My misapkele lishmul begavah. What is his suffix? E name emili imimshin lishliach v'kosher. Udvarim shenemru lishliach zeh. Things said to this shliach, im yasur l'mayshim lishliach akar, if he can give it to a different shliach. Eloi mimsur en upasso. The hakim mili be'alma masru lahu. Just told him words. Ve'ein el chayzim in the sar in the cipher. It cannot be given to a cipher. Loidami lemaisha get lushluchai. It's not similar to handing a paper, a get to a shliach shiyachal lachzim v'latz a shliach achar. Halacha k'rab yaitzid imasnisin, that said even by a bezin, you can't authorize other people to write it. Ela m'sapkele, ihai kisu the kamar lu iksav yadanu, chasimasanu the kamar, v'ari chas muhein, then he means signatures, iksav agetu, v'ari lo ikusvu.
He left him, right?
Meaning, you're asking if he were here and he explained himself, was that good enough? I can tell you what I think. I have no proof that he can't explain himself. Because if the words mean A, it doesn't mean B. He would have to reappoint them. If ksuvu means you have to write it, so that's what he means. I mean, there are times a person can explain himself. I'm not sure here, that's what I'm trying to say. I could hear that he can't explain himself. I could hear that he could explain himself. But I'm not sure. Well, then give it. He authorized it for the whole thing, the whole process.
Third person can.
For sure,
a third person can.
I lost you.
He
says
the two, tnu. What's the
Shiloh? That's the Shiloh. What if they told somebody else to write the get?
He said
they
used the word
kisvu. Kisvu, tnu is the same as tnu.
Not
when
looking at his word. What do
you
mean by
tnu? Means kisvu, tnu. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. There's a problem over here. According to a mayor, you can find a get in a garbage dump and use it. You don't even have to write a get l'shma. You can pick up a get in a garbage dump as long as it's signed l'shma. So then, what are we worried about here? The mayor is one of the tanoim in our Mishnah. What does he care about who writes it? Pick it out in the garbage dump. That's a kind of problem. What? You don't need Lushma going to a mayor to writing it again.
Just the signatures.
So why can't they tell a third person to pick it out in a garbage dump? So the Rishonim say that once he says you write it, it becomes like part of what he's insisting on. So therefore, he can't pick it out of a garbage dump. Now, Kohen Tribal is just not a problem. He told them to sign it. He wants them to sign it. And he's insisting that that be part of the get, even though you don't need signatures, but he's insisting on signatures. Again, Ramesh, I want to apologize to you. I reacted the wrong way. But it was really, I just couldn't afford to.
I understand. I was just taking a chance, like I said.
I really apologize, I'm sorry. Yeah, you can ask him. Fine, we'll stop here.